The United States military doesn't keep statistics on the religion of its members, but it's believed that there are at least 4,000 Muslims in the U.S. Armed Forces. There are also 15 military Muslim chaplains, and those chaplains have been fielding a lot of questions in the past 6 weeks from non-Muslims curious about Islam and from enlisted men and women who are Muslim about their role in this new war. Chaplain James Yee is based at Fort Lewis, an army base in Washington state. We invited him and two enlisted men who are Muslims to talk about the kind of discussions they've been having on base. Army Staff Sergeant Mohammed Tabassum is also based at Fort Lewis. He and the chaplain join me now from member station KPLU in Tacoma, Washington. Also joining us is Naval Petty Officer Yaya Koloko, who works at the Pentagon and who's here with us in our studio. Hello, Petty Officer Koloko. Welcome.
Hey, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Now, why don't we just sort of go around the room, so to speak, and have each of you describe your background, how you came into the military. Let's start with you, Petty Officer Koloko.
I'm born in Africa, Sierra Leone. Coming over here, I was trying to see how I could fit myself into this society. And somebody talked to me about the military, you know, and that was how I got in. At this point in time, I can say I made the right choice.
Chaplain Yee, what about you?
I was born in Naperville, Illinois, but I grew up in Springfield, New Jersey. And I was recruited for the Army wrestling team at West Point, where I entered the academy, the United States Military Academy, in 1986. So I was commissioned as an Air Defense Artillery Officer in May of 1990, and I converted to the religion of Islam in 1991, shortly after the Gulf War.
Sergeant Tabassum, what about your background and how you came to the military?
Ma'am, I am originally from Pakistan. I've been in the United States for about 23 years. I came in the Army in 1990s, just before the Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm, and this was my way of paying back to the society what it has given me.
Let me ask you, and you can all feel free to kind of jump in whenever it feels comfortable for you. What were your feelings like, though, after September 11th, when it became clear that the U.S. was going to mount some kind of military campaign?
Well, I personally, if it was a matter of choice, I would have preferred, you know, not going to war. But, you see, that was not left with me. You see, but one of the issues I debated before enlisting in the United States Navy was things having to do with my religious beliefs. And actually, I came to the conclusion that I knew what was required of me. And one of the things was that duty is duty. If we are to face war today and I'm called upon to serve, I think I don't have any choice, because whoever the enemy may be won't distinguish between who is Muslim and who is not.
Gentlemen at Tacoma, what about your feelings, and have you talked to your families about it?
Yes, ma'am. I have talked to my family, still my parents, my brothers, sisters. They all live in Lahore, Pakistan, and I talk to them occasionally, just about every week, and their feelings is that United States has to do what it needs to do, because this sort of evil incident was imposed on United States, and every nation has a right to protect its integrity, its people. And my parents told me, says, you know, son, if you come here to Pakistan and go to Afghanistan for whatever role you're gonna play, we are with you, and we understand, and we have no qualms about it. And I think the kind of questions I was initially directed from the some people outside, and not in the military, but outside, that really concerned me, because the phone calls at homes, there were some people looking at the telephone book, and if they see, they come across a Muslim name, they just call them up and start using either foul language or, you know, why don't you go back.
Sergeant Tabassum, you received these kinds of harassing phone calls, is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. So initially there was a concern that why don't these people see me as an American soldier who happens to be a Muslim, and why are they seeing me as a Muslim soldier, because I am American soldier who happens to be Muslim faith. My children were born here, they're Americans, and we share the same pain and the same horror. my family, my country.
I have to ask all of you, you know, there's a part of me that feels ridiculous even posing these kinds of questions to you, because obviously you're in the military, you know what your duties are, you take them seriously. On the other hand, there have to be some, you know, your heart is involved as well. You're not just a military person. You have religious feelings, you have sentimental feelings, you have feelings about your family, about your background. And so I would think that, you know, no matter how sacred your oath is to you, that it has to be kind of heartbreaking in a way. Does that make sense?
As a chaplain, what I can say is that Muslim soldiers are just like any other soldiers. And when soldiers are called to go to combat or to deploy into possible combat, they experience the same things, whether they're Muslim or not Muslim, whether or not they're going to be called or they'll face a situation where they have to kill someone. This is an issue that anyone is really going to have to deal with. I mean, it's not easy for anyone just to go and kill someone, whether it's a Muslim killing someone or whether it's a non-Muslim killing someone.
I would like to say something,
Sergeant Tabassum. Yes,
that is. I feel that this nation is in shock right now, maybe a little bit less now than it was before. And the first step of treatment for shock is that reassurance. And I think American soldiers who are Muslims, as Muslims, we need to reassure our nation and our community that we are with you, we share your pain, your hurt, and the anger, and we're going to be with you, we're going to take care of you. And so I feel that even though it seems a ridiculous question, but as you put it, but it's not.
Finally, let me ask all of you, obviously this has been a difficult time for everybody in the U.S., and, well, not just in the U.S., but around the world. Has your faith helped you get through this at all?
Tremendously, because prayers, of course, help, you know, to minimize the kind of tension building within one's mind. So I had also been putting extra efforts, you know, praying more than I used to, just to see how all of us can get through this.
Petty Officer Yahya Kaloko of the U.S. Navy joined us here in our studio. Chaplain James Yee and Staff Sergeant Mohammed Tabassum of the United States Army joined us from member station KPLU in Tacoma, Washington. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.